It's that real shit, yo.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading rainbow.
You think it's a game?
I can go anywhere.
Suck my dick.
Friends to know.
My nigga.
Ways to grow.
Nigga.
Reading rainbow.
Here we go again.
I can be anything.
Same old shit.
What?
Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading rainbow.
This is the shit I be talking about.
Reading rainbow.
You think it's a game?
What you really want? What you really want?
Bad or die?
Talk is cheap, motherfucker.
Like, listen. But basically, whatever. Listen.
Uh-huh.
With respect to my penis.
That's how you're just gonna start it.
You know, you're right.
Hey, it don't even matter. Just keep rocking.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Yo, this is we're here again.
Ugh.
This is the Not That Serious podcast.
A.K.A. Reading Rainbow. That's where we at.
My nigga. We're back again. Shout outs to DMX. We're here for another episode. You know what it is. It's your boy Big Mike here.
LZ.
And we got a special guest here today.
We do not have to fuck up trying to
fuck up the name today.
Yeah, I can't do it today because we have the man himself.
We got the man behind the business.
Oh my god.
The man behind the mind. The madness behind the method.
Mm-hmm.
Our boy Shelby, aka Young Business God.
You on IG Live? Oh, I thought you were gonna do IG Live.
Yeah, I am, but like,
do it,
you know, owner prop.
Have you ever thought about?
Okay, we good.
He's got white women on call giving him business tips.
But what's good?
Owner, proprietor.
Yeah, he do a lot.
Author.
Yep.
Businessman.
Yep.
Young mogul,
credit,
young king.
Credit extraordinaire.
You know what I'm saying?
What's good, bro?
Man, how you doing, bro?
Yeah, let the people know who you are and what you do.
I'm doing good. I'm happy to be on.
Mm-hmm.
Get to make my first podcast appearance.
Hey.
Oh, wow. You never done a podcast before?
Nah.
That's dope.
So, it's an amazing feeling.
Word, man. So, tell the people who you are, introduce yourself, what you do, what mm-hmm. you're about, where
it's
you
a
from.
Lot of shit.
We got time, cousin.
I mean, just about me, for those that don't know, my name is Shelby Paris. I pretty much grew up and was raised in Burlington Township.
Go Falcons.
I mean, like they say.
Yeah.
Go Falcons. Yes. Fuck Coop.
Yeah.
Coop fucked up a lot of stuff for me, but I can't be that mad. But
hey, he did.
Coop is the basketball coach.
Yeah.
Former basketball coach.
Yeah, he was the coach, man.
Yeah. So, I guess...
Like, just, you, hold on. Well, speaking of Coop, you ever, like, I don't know if y'all listeners out there, y'all ever, like, seen a dude who just looked like he's never played the sport he coached before?
Yeah.
He admitted it. He told us he never played.
That's him.
He never played?
He never played. He told us.
He wasn't no basketball player, bro. And you know how I know he wasn't? Because he used to play with us, like, scrimmaging, and he was so unathletic.
You know, it
was ridiculous.
When they try to go into a triple threat.
Yeah, bro, triple threat all day. That's all I did. Like, you don't know if I'm going to shoot it. You don't know if I'm going to pass it. You're like, you don't. Like, get the fuck out of my
face. That's the essence of the triple threat position. I read this in a book.
He was terrible, but he knew how to. To a certain degree, he knew how to coach it, because ever since he left, Township hasn't been the same. So I'll give him that respect. You know, we took him for granted a little bit, but it is what it is. No, I mean, niggas, you know, you live every day.
It was the players.
You live, yeah. You live and you learn.
Yeah.
It was the players. It was us. You know. It was us. You know, rebelling against him and not trusting everything that he said.
All I remember, I didn't, obviously, not that athletic type of dude. But from my what I heard about y'all playing basketball, you know what I'm saying? I was the wall back there in freshman year football.
Mm-hmm.
Football, you know what I'm saying? Defensive tackle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mad tackles for loss.
Hey, let him know.
You know, but I always hear y'all just did a lot of fucking running like it was. Like it was Coach Carter.
But yes, but it wasn't Coop's fault though. We had another coach. Shout out Coach Brown. He's he's also an author. He put out a book not too long ago. But this nigga, he dead ass, like, it seemed like he watched Coach Carter one day. He's like, I'm gonna do this in real life.
He's got it.
Yeah, that's what the Eureka. Fuck. Nigga, we used to go entire, Shelby could tell you, we used to go entire practices without touching the basketball.
Running, suck mom.
Running. Dick. Outside, doing bear crawls on a frozen football field. I don't know, you know, other people might be listening to that. It's like, oh, yo, that ain't shit compared to.
Nah, nigga,
we used to go outside on a football field with our coats on, hats. Doing bear crawls on a football field, like, how is this making me a better basketball player?
Sounds like child abuse.
It was child abuse. Nah, niggas, we was winning. Fuck you, something.
No, we end up winning.
I was winning
at that time. you got the LeBron thing. Like, yeah, we was winning 29. Y'all lost.
Listen,
I didn't.
In high school, I didn't care about points. I was all about passing and defense.
Right.
That's still my thing today. I was a
strong practice player at that time.
Okay. Mike Conley.
Yeah. Mike Conley can score. You never hear me say I'm a scorer. That has never been my game. I play defense, and I will give you a nice little no look pass, and we're gonna keep pushing.
Okay.
That's about it. But you ain't getting no fillet. You ain't getting that out of me. You'll get that out of me, but nah, you're not getting no fillet. But yeah, Shelby. So you let's start with one of the things that you do. So basically you just put out your first book.
Yes.
So let us know what that is called and what it's about and what made you do it.
My first book is called Change Your Subconscious and Accomplish. It's a self-help book. My inspiration from it really came like my sophomore year of college. It was just.
And you went where?
I went to Brevard College my first year, transferred back home because I wasn't going to have the money for school and I didn't want to take out the loans.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Mercer County, and that was the worst time of my life.
Like, really?
Shit was just bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you ended up going back to.
Ended up going back to Brevard. They told me that they had money for me. I was going to be able to play again. So I went back.
Right.
And it was just, the inspiration from the book was really just me telling my story on how I went through my triumphs. As much as it's a cliche when niggas say just smile and keep going.
Yeah.
That's really what I did. I just kind of smiled through it, kept pushing.
Yeah.
That's something I'm learning right now. Like, you know, when people try, especially like when people order you, tell you that shit, like just smile and just let things happen.
Shit, real, bro.
Whether you're religious or not, just let whatever you believe in, let God have what his way. Or if you don't believe in that, whatever. But that mentality,
it works.
It's like when you're going through shit, you don't want to hear that shit.
Mm. Facts.
But it really be what you need. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like. Funny you bring that up. Like, one of our old coaches, his name was Shuler. So, shout out to Shuler.
Shout out to Township coaches. All their coaches look like they sell house insurance. They sell house insurance.
I don't even know what to say to that.
But I definitely say.
And they in a bowling league on the weekends.
They probably are.
They are. Nah, Coop sell trading cards.
Of course, collectibles.
Facts.
Sure.
I say Shuler because I learned a lot from him. And I even talk about in the book, like, your Shuler signs. Because Shuler was one of them niggas that was a pain in the ass. Getting your ass for anything, even if you're doing it right. Yeah. Even if the shot go in. Don't turn your hand. You hit the rim.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Shuler's one. Yeah, he didn't let. There was no excuses. And I learned that from him. And it's funny because when I play basketball and when I just go through life, I understand. Like, I start to see how much, like, he rubbed off on me. Like, how much he had an impact on me. Because, like, I don't make excuses for myself anymore.
Right.
Because whenever we did something wrong, he was on us. Like, there was no excuse for anything. Like, do better. Like, if I miss a free throw, follow through. Like, if you shot too hard, you shooting too hard. If you miss short, don't miss short. Like, that was his favorite thing to say. So, like,
even if you made it, bro.
Like, he was just one of those people.
So, I talk about in the book, I'm like, it's your Shuler signs, your Shuler senses. It's them annoying ass nagging signs that just tell you, keep doing this and you're going to push through. So,
right.
That was that.
So, shout out to him.
So, what hit you that made you say, like, yo, I want to write a book? Like, what hits a nigga to be like, yo, I'm going to write a book? Like, because me, I deal with my problems a different way. You know what I'm saying? It involves either the left or the hand. You know what I'm saying? And it happens at nighttime. Last thing I'm thinking about is writing books. I'm usually trying to make something sticky. Shout out to you for wanting to read a book. To write a book.
I was always an avid reader.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
I really got back heavy into reading again that junior year of college for me.
And I was even saying, like, all right, I'm going to write a book. Just because it was like, I'm not a rapper. I can admit that.
But oh, wait. Yo. Yo. Weren't you rapping?
I'm not a rapper.
No, no, no. Show me.
You was rapping.
Trip King Paris.
And I am still Dr. Dre of Township. I will fully say that.
My God.
I know a couple. I was mixing shit.
I know a couple people that might contest you on that.
Son. I forgot you was rapping.
Before niggas my age was doing it, I was doing it in middle school.
You was doing a lot of things before people was doing it.
I was.
Kind of like a trailblazer. Kind of a trailblazer.
I accept it. I'm not a rapper.
Yeah.
I moved into another field.
Yeah.
I could write.
Stop. I want you to know, what is the moment that you said, this rapping thing isn't it?
Because there had to be a moment.
It has to. You know, and you know you're probably writing something. And he was like, yo, this shit, man.
I'm writing a book. I was on YouTube one day. This was like.
Looking for like middle J. Cole type
beat.
So
this is like 20, not what? Even. 20.
It might have been
2010,
like,
2011.
2010 was my freshman year. So it was like 2009, 2008.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was in middle school.
That was a good time.
And. I try to do a little ego freestyle and like kind of mimic Kanye ego. Shit. Yeah.
Oh,
yikes!
And I remember like I was got in the room. Big... I had a Walter Payton jersey on, like some old ass. The hats with like the money sign on it. Just some shades.
I remember
and
this.
Some nigga commented, "You suck. Kill yourself." That ended my rap career.
Oh,
I ain't want to do it. No
yo,
more.
Yo. That's horrible.
I was sad. Niggas was hitting me up like, yeah, y'all want to come by your house so we could record? Because I actually had a little mic. I knew how to
do it. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, they wanted your mic.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted.
Niggas was hitting me up. I'm like, yeah, I don't do it no more. I'm done.
I remember that, yeah.
That's great.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you probably printed out that comment. He got that shit on his wall. He got that shit on the ceiling every time he wake up. Suck yourself. I'm a grind. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you hot Justin 48985
49,000.
Yeah, first time I ran into a troll, killed me. I was done.
Yeah, he was done.
I was done.
Hey, bro, some people ain't got tough skin that. For that. It's all right. Not for that. Not in that field. You took it and
made him better.
Yes,
I made you better.
Right now, I'll put it in the book. And...
So, do you do poetry?
Not really. I was doing poetry a little bit in high school just because I like how it is. I like the flow of it, and it's, I'll fully admit, like, I'll open up with my emotions. I feel like a lot of dudes scared to do that. Like, nah, man, I'll show all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely am a fan of poetry. What I do now, a lot of times when I just kind of write out things, it's, just like my random thoughts. I even throw those on Instagram sometimes, but it's just random thoughts, just little things, what I just kind of thinking of, I guess, the real or shit that I feel like a lot of people don't say.
Yeah, yeah. So, nah, we definitely see you, you know, I always see you post different things and that stuff, shit that just makes you think like, oh, damn, I ain't really think of it like that. So I'll be peeping. I'll be seeing you.
Well, so what would you say this book says about Shelby?
Yeah.
What this book says about me is I'm not a thug. I'm not a gangster. I'm not what some people try to be. I am just
not a rapper either.
I'm not a rapper.
You're not a rapper either.
I'm not a rapper. I'm me. I mean, I talk about so many stories in the book. Like, y'all don't know, I got in a fight at a club last year, and I actually got my tooth punched out.
What?
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Nah, we ended up in a brawl.
Shout out to our boy. We got our homeboy Adam in the background.
Wait,
heard about it? So I saw it a couple times when I saw that. I'm like, yo, I'm assuming that's basketball related.
So
nah. He just got his shit snuck out.
Nah,
I got my shit rocked.
He just got his shit rocked.
So, what happened? Yeah, you gotta tell this story.
At the club, it was college night, and this is my first time going to a club.
Oh, damn. You was like, first time at a club? It's going to be a breeze.
I caught my bottle of Henny Black.
It was a breeze through that gap in your mouth.
I caught my bottle of Henny Black that night.
Oh, Henny Black?
Club, yeah.
Nigga spent that refresh.
It was some dude trying to talk to some girl from our school. She wasn't feeling it. So, eventually, we in a dance battle.
You got knocked out.
Wait. Nigga, did you say a dance battle?
Yeah, I even talk about that in the book.
This is a biography.
I talk... No, it's a self-help book, but I put my stories in which I can relate. It's, okay. It's in the part. It's right. Called See the Signs. I should have saw the signs. I should have saw that fish. I was off the Henny. So we in the club should've that, saw that left. It was some, like, niggas coming in. Like, niggas. Mm-hmm. Like, real
and
niggas.
And this is in North Carolina.
Down so, in North Carolina.
Some hand tat niggas.
Yeah.
Some Durham niggas.
No, like, dead-ass face tats.
These
like,
niggas.
Oh, so, North Carolina. Yeah.
And niggas we from in there. Next thing I know, Swag Surf, come on. So you know how that be. You get with your niggas. You rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people from our school had left. It was only, like, four other niggas in the club that I knew. And they was all on the football team. And then Nuck If You Buck came on. Some nigga from my school threw a punch.
Those Southerners get violent when that comes on.
It got real. So, we from Jersey, so I'm down there.
He was down there sexy walking as per usual.
As you know.
Yeah, you know.
I gotta make the state proud.
Yeah.
I don't peep shit that's happening. I don't realize it until my man was like, yo, they about to fight and pull me back. I'm like, oh, shit, bet. And I even said earlier that day, I ain't been in a fight in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So that's
it's called speaking it into existence.
Yeah. Fully did unfortunately.
That, completely fucked up. So we actually get outside the club. You know, fights ain't even that long. So
yeah, fights don't last.
My man's got hit in the head with a bottle. I ran over. Damn. I'm not gonna lie. I swung with an uppercut, missed the shit out of that nigga I was swinging at. Almost hit my man. almost hit my roommate.
You're not the fighting type, Shelby.
Nah. It was a minute. I was rusty. So yeah. Then, don't sure. So
we'll go with
dead ass. Even like not even gassing. This is what the people watching said. They said it was legit. About 30 people. It was 3 or 4 people around each one of us, and it was 6 of us. Only reason why it really stopped was because one of the people we was with start shooting.
Oh,
so that stopped it. So
yeah,
that's not even when my tube got knocked out. So we was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my man supposed to be the designated drivers. I didn't know who had the key. So I went back for my teammate, big white boy, pale as shit. So he's a ghost.
Yeah.
Nobody sees him.
Shit.
I turned the corner. It's some old head there just like, yo, you the one that got my partner's hit. I lie to you now. I went full red mode. No.
Damn.
No. I'm like, my hands up, I'm backing up, trying like, nah, y'all don't even know them. We were just trying to break it up. Like,
yeah.
That was the same week where the nigga broke up the kids fighting. I thought I could be that superhero nigga, and I was going to get on TV next.
Yeah.
I really tried to hit people with, yo, we all brothers, we all black women, got to do that.
Oh,
fuck that.
Yeah.
I heard, nah, got fuck that, on. Nigga. I got swung at. That was earlier. Nigga said, nah, fuck that. So anyway, moving forward and where we at now. It's some old head, bald head, gray hairs in his beard. I don't know why the fuck he's there on college night. But he there on college night, called the shit out of my bluff, jabbed me, my tooth, I felt it and heard it chip and crack and shit. So like half the tooth was gone, I spit it out, mouth bleeding and shit.
Damn. And you weren't even ready, like you had your hands up.
I was trying to back up.
Yeah, like, you was backing up.
And all you heard was, there them niggas go, niggas start running, we hit the corner. Hopped in the car. My mans was in the driver's seat. He Euro-stepped the cop car pretty much.
Oh, hell.
And yeah, that's...
Goddamn.
So yeah, I put that in there because it's I should have saw the signs.
Well, long story short, you transferred home after that.
I'm going back to Burlington.
I ain't been back to that club since that day.
Hell no. What was the name of that club? You know?
Room 9.
Room 9.
Room 9.
That sounds
more like 911.
You need help.
Room 9, some shit ended up happening. So, I mean, life.
Hey, man.
I mean,
it's just one of them stories.
I mean, yeah.
One of them stories. That's a funny story to tell. All right. But I guess we can talk about a little bit. You know, you did the book. Your clothing line. How did that come about? Like, what is it? Like, you know, what made you do that? How, you know...
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, just elaborate on that a little bit. Because it was really cool. The first time we saw it, as soon as me and Mike saw it, we were like, yeah, we gotta link up with him.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I was happy to. First off, just since, like, I was little, I was always an entrepreneur. Like, I was that little nigga. I never really liked candy, but I would go trick-or-treating, and I'm bagging the candies up and selling them at school.
Word.
Mm-hmm. So.
So when did you start doing this with weed?
middle school.
Okay.
Middle school, yeah.
Okay.
I had a cousin introduce me to it, so yeah.
Hey.
Like a lot of other people, it's a quick little thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hear that.
Bet you didn't see that coming.
I wasn't ready for a serious answer. The second time my bluff has been called today.
Oh, we ain't gonna talk about the first time.
We are not going to talk about it.
Yeah, I bet you didn't see that coming.
We ain't gonna talk about the first time.
Middle school. I was in like 7th grade. Yeah, I was doing the candy. I found out niggas was selling.
There's a better candy.
Yeah, there's a better candy. Yeah, out there.
I can make money off this.
So. It ain't sweet. It's sour.
Niggas put me on
catch
that.
My drift.
niggas put me on that. I ain't have to do nothing but drop it off. So
right.
Oh, but shit. Yeah. Moving away from that. Yeah, I actually got the tattoo before going back to school my junior. This is when I was transferring back to my school in North Carolina.
And this tattoo would later become the logo.
Later became the logo. Yeah, because I knew I wasn't going to be spending a lot of time in Jersey and the future of my life, I'll say.
Mm.
Which, I mean, I still want to live here. But yeah. It was just all the stuff I got going on. Yeah, if I always want to represent it, bring it with me. So got dope. The tattoo.
That's dope.
My tattoo man even told me, yo, you got to put this on clothes. I'm like, you right. With the school, everything was kind of on hold. But then I came back and I met up with some guy that has his own clothing shop where he does screen printing and heat press, all that stuff. Got connected with him, and then Garden Apparel was born.
Damn, it's crazy. That's so now you sell, you got the hats.
Got the hats. I got
shirts,
the
hoodies,
shirts,
sweatpants,
joggers, sweatshorts, sweatpants.
What's next?
Women's. I want to put a women's focus stuff. So I got some designs I want to do.
You
got
to get sports bras and leggings. And
yeah, definitely.
That'd be tough.
The crop tops and all that. I got already thongs. Got the designs.
You know what else would be tough?
Garden thongs.
If you do the socks and send them to Filet.
I do want to do the socks. I've been trying to get in contact with him.
Is he from Jersey?
Yeah.
Well, everybody from fucking
son,
Jersey?
Everybody's from Jersey, bro.
I know people that know him.
Oh, that's easy.
You need to send that nigga some
people that's cool with Kyrie, so I'm trying get them to send my stuff to him.
Yeah,
so.
Do that. Also, you gotta try Kashif Moore. I just found out today. Me, Adam was there. He, what did they do? Open up. They open up gyms in Atlanta. So that would be really dope to try and get in contact. I got his number if you want it.
Kashif,
I got you
once. Yeah, I would definitely want to get in contact with him. I got in touch with him once. Say he was gonna buy in the game, buy it. But,
Nah, he's busy. Well, I just found out that he bought a. He's doing a gym thing in Atlanta. So shout out to him.
Once I get it. To Rod, Kashif, whoever got some
take over, and you know I'm part of I'm in the Southside Collective, so that would definitely be cool because they from Jersey, they rep Jersey hard, so
they from Camden, Collinsville. Anyway, I could get it out. I'm happy
for sure.
And now you got into a new thing now in addition to
The credit thing.
You got
nailed. Yeah,
just a little intro of what that is and how you came across it. And how it was working out for you?
Yeah, well, one of my friends from Atlanta actually hit me up and told me about this guy that he met and this opportunity to work in this credit restoration business. So because the entrepreneur I am, he hit me up like right away. As soon as he called me, I was like, bet, I'm with it, let's do it. Mm-hmm. So I got into it. And it's been great for me. I mean, I'm on track to finish the year out with 6 figures. I'm still only 21 right now. So it's, but I'm looking at right now at next month hitting that $10,000 mark. And how to pay and everything is set up.
Yeah.
You don't go lower. You
just keep going up.
It's so many ways we get paid with it, from just customer acquisition bonuses, your actual commission, It's just multiple ways.
Word, nice.
Your residual income. So it's,
I love it.
So one thing I noticed about you, Shelby, is like being a young man, especially a young black man,
because there's a difference.
There's a difference. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you have a real entrepreneurial spirit. Like you really believe in working for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but I think you get that from your parents. I don't mean to cut you off. I think you get that from your parents because your dad is a photographer, right?
Yeah, I mean, he don't really do the photography stuff, but I definitely get it from my parents. My mother used to have her own staffing company back when I was younger.
Yeah.
And then my dad is a manager of the control tower, United Airlines.
Wow.
And didn't know that. My grandfather actually built and was running a church at one point. And he owned a property in Harlem at one point. So I definitely come from a line
of it's
leaders
past.
And entrepreneurs. So
that's dope, man. That's dope.
It's natural.
No, that's good, man, because, I feel like in a lot of things that you post, on your Instagram and things of that nature, it's really, you really about self-sustaining business, self-sustaining income, working for yourself, making money for yourself, and then putting other people on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How you start your own business, say with the garden apparel, garden clothes, the garden apparel. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when we started our side of this podcast, you came in on the ground level, was like, yo, I want to fuck with y'all.
Yeah, that was dope. You didn't have to do that.
You ain't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? And then we both helped each other out, putting awareness. Like, that's just one aspect. I've seen you doing that, working with other people and your peers around you. So what hits you that says, I want to work for other people and I want to put everybody on and I don't want to be just about me?
It's kind of like subconsciously with me being a big fan of Nike, how they say just do it. It's really just that. It's I feel like too often we just give away like our life to other people. So it's like we go work a job that we don't even like. Or we go do these things. And it's, I am a black activist. I'm a big supporter and I consider myself to be loyal, committed to whatever the cause is, and I like to represent. So when it comes to stuff like that, it's I want to be able to put on for my town, for my family, for my state, and I want to bring people with me because I want them to know you can do this too. I'm nothing special.
Facts.
I'm just another
brother.
21-year-old black man out here. Yeah. The only thing that's separating me from other people is I'm saying, fuck it, let's do it.
Right. Yeah, word.
You just taking that step.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. The reason why we all here right now. Y'all even got the podcast. It's just y'all took the step. So it's just.
Yeah. It's true. It's crazy. All right. Man.
So.
We definitely, it's really dope to see people when they don't rely on others and they're like, yo, because, it's easy to be like, oh, I need this, I need that. But you can just do it yourself. And, people need to start believing in themselves more because even me and Mike, we've talked about this podcast for, no lie, maybe a year and a half before we even actually did it.
I mean, any type of step.
Any type of step. Just nothing. Chatting. We're just talking like, yo, we're going to do it. Didn't do it. And then one day we were like, yo, fuck it. Today's the day. We're not going any path. The idea is done. We're going to get this shit done. So, it just comes, you got to reach a certain point in your life where you're like, I'm not going to rely on other people. You just got to get the shit done yourself. And you've definitely proved that, with the book that you funded yourself. Mm-hmm. You published it yourself. You found out how to put this book out, put it on Amazon by yourself. You have a clothing line that you designed the logo by yourself. You found out how to do the printing and everything else, send it to people. You do that by yourself. You actually delivered the shirts and hat. You deliver it yourself.
Yeah.
So that shit is crazy. And it's not like you're doing anything extraordinary. Like you said, like you're not doing anything that nobody else can do. And it just goes to show that if you really want to do some shit, you just have to get off your ass. That's all it is. Like,
really all it is.
So if there's anything you learn from this first 20, well, we almost at 30 minutes, just get up off your ass. And if you want to do some shit, you just got to do it. Because ain't nobody stopping you.
They not. Don't get me wrong. Exactly. I definitely was hoping for some handouts, and I was.
Of course, of course.
Wanting people to hand me shit, give me shit, and I was wanting shit to be easy. But I mean,
yeah.
It can't, doors get closed. Mm-hmm. People don't respond. Whatever the case is, you gotta go.
Doors get closed, but that means windows get open too.
Facts.
That's exactly what it was. So.
Facts.
You always gotta you guys gotta know that if it's something that you're passionate about and you want to do it, man. Don't let nobody stop you, man. Don't wait.
What was one of the quotes in your book about timing?
There is no perfect time.
Facts.
You just got to do it at the time presented to you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right, so that was the
official introduction
of Shelby. Now let's get into some ignorant shit.
Get into some meat.
Get into the...
Pause.
To the beef.
To the...
The beef.
Speaking of beef... Yo, you gotta chill.
You gotta chill because you said beef.
But relax. Yo. So,
if you graduated with us, you know
if what the fuck I'm talking about. You get
your wallet. Wait, here we go. Here we go. Do it. Ready? I'm about to do it right now.
Look it up.
Ready? I'm gonna be like.
That's it.
That's all you get.
That's all you get.
If
you graduated in 2011,
you know what
we laugh. You're going to hell. You laugh. We'll see you there.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Chill out. You don't get no. You get no. That's your only. You know, your only excuse for the year. After this, you never say that shit again.
That's it.
You asshole. Did it once.
All right. What we got, LZ, for the day?
We can talk about sports a little bit, just a little bit, because no, I mean, other than the Sixers being on this little win streak and shit. I mean, it we lost to the Wizards, but it's whatever. No, I mean, niggas 8-1 in the past 9 games, so.
It happens, you know what I'm saying?
It happens, nigga. Ain't nobody perfect.
We started the official recruitment of one LeBron James.
Son! Did you see the billboard in Cleveland?
Got the billboards out there.
You're the biggest company in Cleveland.
Niggas got a billboard in Cleveland. I don't care. I don't care.
They put that bread up, and they put the billboards out there and said, we want you out here. He said, and we like, yo, stop playing. Like,
stop playing.
You want to end your career on a high note with these chips.
Mm-hmm.
Come to death row. You tired of the
come to death row.
You know what I'm saying? You tired of JR all in the video dancing.
Facts.
Henny.
Nigga got a whole different team. And you know what? LeBron, I think, I don't know if we mentioned this last episode, but LeBron left Cleveland. No, not left. But Cleveland is in the perfect position right now. If LeBron was to leave, that team would be fine.
They would not be worse.
They would not. They wouldn't horrible. Struggle. They wouldn't be
horrible. No,
because they're in the East. Like we said, they're in the East. Mm-hmm. So it's not like that team would be like, oh my god.
That team without LeBron would be a strong 7 or 8 seed.
Yeah, they would probably be equivalent to what we are right now.
He'd still be a playoff team.
Yeah, they would be easy. I believe still easy because Jordan Clarkson is only getting better. Larry Nance is only getting better.
Oh, are you a Nets fan?
Still gonna beat the Knicks. I'm a Knicks fan.
Even worse. Yeah. Oh my god.
You know what? Shout out to Frank.
Frank Nagega. Whatever the fuck his name is. But yeah, our condolences to you.
Yeah, man.
You lost a great man.
Lost the poor Porzingis.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Oh.
A moment of silence for Kristaps. Well,
that makes
it easier for us to make it to the playoffs. That'll be all right, though. But, yeah, man. I mean, I feel like we don't need. If LeBron comes to Philly, I'll be cool.
The dynasty
but if he does, if he doesn't come to Philly, I mean, I'll be all right.
It's us. It's either way. It's like
because I love what we have right now.
You
can come here
if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
What would y'all be giving up though? Like, is it worth?
No, we wouldn't give up anything. LeBron's a free agent, baby.
He's a free agent.
You don't
baby?
Trade for LeBron James.
You just buy that nigga.
Yeah.
Name your price.
Come on now. He's a strong.
Name your price. Thought
he is strong. He's a strong nigga. All right. Yeah. You buy that man off the trade off the auction block. All right.
He's a strong. Nigga.
Yeah.
You put him right in the house.
In the house and breed.
Stars,
yeah. I have Lil Bronny come on with all the villains.
Oh yeah, I want youngins. I want Lil Bron and Lil Wade. Yeah, what? Give me both.
Say, y'all gonna have both.
Give me both. Because you know if anybody's gonna tank, it's gonna be us. Listen, because we didn't been shot, there. Yo, but speaking of tanking, this nigga Mark Cuban went on record, right, and said that the Mavericks should tank, and he was fined $600,000.
Because you're not supposed to say
that. You're not supposed to say that. And Adam Silver has been cracking that whip lately because he got on Magic Johnson for actually talking about – who he's talking about?
Giannis.
Yes. And basically, he gave him props. He gave him props. He was talking about how he was going to be the best player in the league one day.
He can't do that, though.
But, I mean, I get it. I get it. You're an executive
now. You can.
Yeah.
You have to follow the rules. I don't care how nice and charming your smile is.
Yeah, I
mean, gotta follow the rules, Magic.
Yeah, man.
You gotta follow the rules, baby.
Yeah, but it's Magic Johnson.
And then what makes that Mark Cuban situation so much funnier is that he was one of the main guys when the Sixers were.
Oh, he was laughing at us.
Yeah, he was laughing at us, saying that everybody should be competitive.
Oh yeah,
when they got the ghost of Dirk Nowitzki out there every night.
And Dirk won't retire either. That's the funny part. Dirk is like, I have three more years, Dickhead. What are you talking about? I eat soul food every night. I'm good.
Only German eating jollof rice on a steady diet. What's wrong with him?
Oh, my gosh.
Eating bratwurst and fufu.
You ever saw when he walked in the game with the to-go plate?
Yep, with a foil and everything.
Jesus.
His wife is a real one.
You seen his wedding picture? Like, he had a full-blown African garb out. It was...
Really?
It's some shit, bro. Hey, he got, like, the dashiki on with the cat.
Dirk can come to the barbecue. I wouldn't mind.
Facts.
I wouldn't mind. I've stopped inviting people to the barbecue, though. Like, I haven't said that in a long time, but I fucked with Dirk Nowitzki. At one point, he was my favorite player.
Woof.
I've never heard someone say that.
Yeah, really? I've never heard shit like that ever.
Really? That was the only team I used to play with on 2K. I used to love Dirk. The fadeaway was unstoppable. It was probably like, I think when I really started, when I started to like him, it was the year before.
Yeah, fact, right?
It was the year before, the year before they beat Kobe in there. That's when I fell in love with Dirk.
Okay.
He's nice, bro. Sure. I mean, he old now, but.
Yeah, he's just
aged. Mike, I didn't have anything to live for, bro.
Yeah, we did. We
I was a Sixers fan.
We did.
I had nothing.
We had nothing.
Nigga, I had to watch Jakar Sampson.
Shout out to Hollis Thompson.
Yeah, Hollis Thompson. What the hell? What?
Shout out to Sam Davies.
Yeah, who?
Oh,
come
boy.
On, son. I had other things to worry about.
What a time.
I was literally out here like, yo, the Mariners about to be my favorite team.
But well, speaking of Mark Cuban, like, he's had a busy week.
Yeah, he has.
He's got that whole thing going on with his HR department.
Yeah. So what exactly happened, Shelby? Did you know? You knew. You had more details.
So basically,
somebody had more details.
So basically, what happened is like Mark Cuban. He's the owner of the Mavericks, but he basically he focuses on the basketball operations side of things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He focuses on everything basketball. Uh-huh. Now he has another. He has another gentleman. I forget his name escapes me at the moment.
Doesn't matter.
One of y'all could look it up if not.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I heard he's on some foul shit.
Facts don't matter around here.
Nope.
We shut up, Adam.
Have facts ever mattered?
You know what I mean? He runs the business side of things, and he's a scumbag, basically. Like,
yeah, because he was. What was he doing?
He's running up on girls, telling them that he wants to gangbang them and her friends.
That's not how you do it.
And then, like, he's creating a situation in the HR department where people can't, you know.
And HR stands for human resources.
Human
right?
resources where, you can, where he's supposed to be able to.
That's supposed to be the safe place. What the hell?
That nigga soiled it.
You're just tarnishing the name of HR.
He soiled the safe place.
This would never happen if Toby was ever in charge of the HR department. It would
Shout
never happen.
Shout out to Toby Flinderson from
Even,
the office.
Fuck
Shout
you, Toby.
Out to all my office.
Nobody likes you.
Why does... We're going to get into that.
Do you watch The Office?
Nah.
You never seen it?
You need to watch The
you
Office.
You got to start watching, bro.
And Game of Thrones.
I'm definitely that 1% that never seen it.
I don't think it's a 1%. It might be 2% because I've never seen it either.
Do better, man. So, Game of Thrones is amazing.
I mean, it that's one of those things I got to dedicate a lot of time to.
You have a whole year. You can watch an episode a week like a normal person, and you'll be caught up.
Listen.
Anyway, we're not going to – that is not the issue.
Listen.
Mark Cuban. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so basically, the Mavs organization just created a really crazy situation
for themselves,
is where it's like women are, and what's wild about this situation is that a man spoke out about this, like he brought this up.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You know how we as men, which is a problem, when we hear women speak out about issues of this, we kind of like we have that son
unfortunately,
and even though. Unfortunately, but a man spoke out about this. Like, yo, this is crazy over here.
Yeah,
that's
good. That's progress.
That's a progress.
That's
right?
Progress.
That's progress. Number one, and number two is like, damn, how severe does it have to be, and how long it's been this severe
that a man speaks out.
A man who's not really affected by this has had enough and said, I have to speak up on this behalf.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of harassment stuff. Right now,
yeah.
Well, it's a lot right now because people are starting to understand what's right and what's wrong and what needs to be said. So people are getting, you know, courage from other people stepping out, and I fucked with it because
I'm happy more people.
I'm happy
about it
because you shouldn't be doing that to anybody.
It's like you've been trying to find like something that stinks in your house.
And you just can't find it.
You can't find it. It's been stinking.
You know it stinks like, God
days.
Damn. It what the
stinks.
Fuck is that smell?
And then you find it, and it's sexual harassment. It's just years and layers of sexual harassment and inappropriate.
And domestic violence.
Yes. Man.
Niggas can't keep
their
hands.
Listen here, man. If you're a man,
keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your dick in your pants. Oh my gosh, yeah, don't body slam her.
Yeah,
you can't do that. Oh, speaking of that, son, yeah, please don't. Yeah, come, coworkers, my nigga.
These are people like
you go to work with them every day,
even though you're not supposed to do this to anybody.
Yeah,
you're gonna do this to people you see.
You see
every
all the time.
Day.
That shit is asinine.
Why would you show?
See, that's when women say men aren't shit. I'm like.
I'm like, yo, we can be garbage. Right. Shout out to the deer. We are trash.
Facts. Sometimes. We get it. We get it, Nadir.
Not me, in particular.
I'm fine.
I'm good. I'm all right. These other niggas, though.
Yeah.
Anyway. But, it just niggas really can't keep their hands to themselves. Like, I don't understand. Yeah.
Stop touching women who don't want to be touched. If she doesn't seem like she wants to be touched, don't touch her.
It's plenty of
If she
of
don't
want
to talk to you, nigga, don't talk to her. Come on, son. It's not that hard.
It's plenty of women out here who want to be touched. You can be focusing on the ones that don't want to be touched.
Make a Tumblr, baby. Stop getting the loop.
That's where the hole's at. Get on Tumblr.com. You will find a hoe that is willing, sexually liberated.
Oh, yes.
Woman that's willing to touch your body. God.
She will vacuum your balls up so fast, you won't even know what hit you.
Listen, you understand? Listen. I look myself in the mirror at the shower, and I disgust myself. But women want to touch me on there. I've seen it. They want this heaving slob of mess sweating over top of them. Hey. That this stroke is better than that. Relax.
That wasn't a bad stroke.
No, I'm saying it's a... It's a he.
It's a what?
It's a who. It's a, you got to get all
smooth.
You got to get all the inches.
Oh, man. All of them.
All 5.3. No. You know what I'm saying? You got to take a stretch in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But not too deep, but your legs are cramped, right, Shelby? I know. Yeah, I've had a cramp before. You ever had a cramp?
I've had a cramp before.
Oh, yeah, I definitely got a cramp.
It's a horrible time.
Oh, you got to act like you don't have a cramp, though.
Yeah. Yo, that's what you did on this thing. Stay strong.
You're like, hey, Charlie Horse.
You be calling for a sub.
You just do random quotes to yourself. Miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Why are you just in there? It's like,
yeah.
The start of a 100-mile journey is just the first step.
Do y'all got a go-to thought to not nut?
A go-to thought to not nut?
Ooh.
I think old women titties.
Yeah, I think old
lady titties. That's it.
I hear titties. That don't work for me.
Old lady titties is a no-go.
I start going through
old saggy Chick-fil-A titties.
Chick-fil-A menu or something.
Chick-fil-A menu?
That gets me hard.
I'm busting.
Oh, I'm about to bust.
Nah, bro. Yeah,
maybe the Burger King menu, maybe.
Fact,
maybe.
A menu?
Just start thinking of condoms.
Yo, relax. What? Relax.
This nigga said start thinking of condoms. You just like, oh, no. So, good thing I'm not in this protected.
Our friend Adam lives.
What's up,
you know what?
Absolutely.
You got that.
Absolutely.
You got that.
Absolutely.
Last body I got, she was a butterface. Ooh. And that's what kept me going. I just
other people?
No, I looked at her.
And that has been another episode of Not That Serious Podcast.
He said, "I look."
We're gonna end it right there.
I had to take one.
Oh. Yo, he said, "I looked at her." And I just was like, "Yeah, no nut to being busted anytime soon." Jeez,
I was like, "Oh, this is what I'm doing."
No big.
Oh
no
my gosh.
Damn.
Man. All right. We're just going to move on. Because
that's it.
Real quick. Okay. We've talked about this on multiple episodes, but it just won't go away. Monique, she did an interview on Breakfast Club. And when she did the interview, there was a little more clarity on the whole situation with her and Netflix. Basically, her and her husband were on the phone and they discussed how... Her and her daddy. I don't know about you, but I like the way she says daddy. That shit.
Hell.
That shit.
Ew.
That shit made my balls tingle.
Ew. No, that made my balls shrink up. I had a uterus by the time that interview was over.
Because I wasn't, when I listened to it, I was driving, so I didn't look at her face. I just heard her say daddy. I'm like, who the fuck was that?
Nah, man.
But basically.
You don't want nobody with lunch lady arms calling you daddy.
She has lunch lady arms.
She
can. I don't know. Monique looked kind of good to me. Monique looks alright.
What?
She turned into who?
Gabby who? I mean, Gabby Sittaday?
Who? Gabby Sittaday. Oh my gosh. And this is right after you just said you fucked a butterface. Yeah. Look at that.
Look at you.
You have a pattern. You got a type.
It was a rough time. I don't fuck with no. that school.
In 2018, today is that rough time?
When was this, Shelby?
Because you just compared me to Gabrielle Union.
You didn't even drink.
It was like a month ago.
Oh, my God. Speaking of drinks, shout out to Jack Daniels, the small bottle. We don't have the big one this time, but
working on you.
Sponsorship coming soon.
But, so, like, I'm going to continue from what Ellie said.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, basically, you guys are aware of the Monique situation, her little tiff with Netflix. Now, it's more clarity in this situation. Mm-hmm. I listened to the interview. Elsie listened to the interview. And I came into this podcast fully prepared to light her ass up.
Yeah.
But, as in all situations where I felt like I might be coming from a place of
hate,
cisgendered male, you know, disgustingness.
Listen, man, like
I called into my woke,
yeah,
woke confidant,
yeah,
Nadira.
Oh yeah, she schooled your ass, didn't she?
She gave me a light schooling.
Uh huh.
We had an exchange of information.
Uh huh.
And I saw a little bit.
You brought your ass back down to earth.
No. So say I was in Mars.
Mm-hmm.
She brought me down to the moon.
You closer to Earth. Okay.
I'm closer.
Yeah.
But I'm still looking like.
You know what I'm saying? Well, my thing about the whole Monique situation was, basically, she got offered an absurd amount of money, and not in a good way.
A disrespectful amount.
She should have been offered more. She wanted more. But, and I believe she shouldn't have got that amount, you know, the amount that she was asking for because of her, you know, her resume is really good. But it comes down to what have you done lately? Could you get those amount of views? She's just not as relevant, as new. Because Netflix tries to get people who are, like, fresh. I mean, now, mind you, they did get Cat Williams, but Cat Williams is on tour. Amy Schumer is on tour. Chris Rock was on tour. Dave Chappelle was on tour. So, you see the pattern. Monique just wanted to come out of nowhere and say, I did two shows, two clubs. I sold them both out and got a standing ovation. It's not going to work like that.
So I agree with you, and I want to elaborate on that. Mm-hmm. The way Netflix works,
mm-hmm.
it works off demand,
yep.
projection,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, demand and projection.
Yeah.
So, is there a demand for Amy Schumer?
Unfortunately, yes.
As much as I find her unfunny,
she's not funny.
As much as you find her unfunny, as much as anybody finds her unfunny.
But the colonizers think she's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? There's a certain section of, you know,
Caucasoidism?
The ladies of the house.
The ladies of the house.
You know what I'm saying?
The ones you can't whistle at.
That's crazy.
Hey, it's the truth.
The ones, the you truth. Know what I'm
Come
saying?
Get some truth. That's what we forgot to talk about.
We're going to get to that. Yes.
Come get some fucking truth. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm talking about, Shelby?
Oh, bet. Right, we're getting to that later. Yeah, so it's a section of that population that finds her funny. And that's a large amount of people. And then on top of that, she just came off a wild tour where she sold out arenas.
She did. She sold out Madison Square Garden twice.
She's been in multiple movies in the last few years.
Unfortunately, she can't act and she's not funny, but it's whatever.
But
she's white.
It's what it is right now.
Congratulations.
So I'm saying that's what her demand is. Is there a demand for Dave Chappelle?
Hell
yeah. Absolutely, because we miss Dave Chappelle, number one. There's been clamor for Dave Chappelle for a while. He's mm-hmm. been on tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's that. Chris Rock is always going to be demand for Chris
always.
Rock because he's Chris Rock. He's that type of uber legend.
Yeah, he's a comedian first, actor second.
You know what I'm saying?
So. And then Cat Williams went through everything he went through, but he was also on tour.
And he was also on tour.
He was just in Atlantic City 2 days ago, too.
Really? Yeah.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Cat Williams' new stand-up?
Yeah, it was funny. Did you see it?
I didn't watch it either.
It was really good.
I didn't watch it.
It's funny. Watch it. Yeah.
I'll check it
was pretty funny all the way through. I was nervous. I was like, man, this might not be funny. But I was watching it. I was like,
"There's only one part I want to say." He said, "I got arrested so many times that I just flipped through my mugshot."
Yeah, he gets to pick his mugshot. That shit was funny. It's pretty funny.
So then when Monique comes in, you know what I'm saying? She's the main thing she talked about in this interview was her resume.
Yeah,
it's a stellar resume.
Yeah, everybody knows she has an amazing resume,
and I get it.
She's an original deaf Def Jam Queen of Comedy. She was on Def Jam back in the day, roasting niggas, destroying. I'm talking about destroying niggas. Like, she's good. Yes, we know, but it's been years, Monique. Like,
and then you talk. She did a thing of talking about Almost Christmas.
Like, come on, son. That wasn't even...
That wasn't a great movie.
You weren't even the main character.
And you weren't really the main star of that movie. Yeah,
just literally just a name.
And then she talks about... She's not on tour. She gave Netflix... She had Netflix rest come to two clubs.
And clubs. Yeah, she got a standing ovation.
Because it's probably 50 to 100 people.
Yeah.
And the only people...
How many people are really there?
And only people, 100 people, that are coming there to see you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
you should get that if they're coming to see you. You should get that.
I would hope, Monique, you're getting that many people coming there. So.
Yeah, that's not saying much.
So that's not saying much. And then you're talking about the Queens of Comedy. Like, that wasn't a decade plus ago.
Yeah, and it's nobody's saying they weren't funny. Nobody's saying Samore wasn't funny. Yeah. Wanda Sykes wasn't funny. They were all hilarious. But that was a long time ago.
Then you're talking about Precious. You getting an Oscar for that. Precious wasn't funny.
There was nothing funny about that video. By the way,
but might I interject? We're saying Precious wasn't funny. The part where she stole the chicken.
What was it from?
It was just. It wasn't KFC. She just walked into a chicken place, and she had a bucket of chicken.
Mm-hmm. Because I've never seen Precious, I've only seen bits and pieces.
And
never
she
seen
grabbed
all
the chicken. She grabbed the chicken bucket.
Oh my god!
And she waddled ran.
Oh my god!
Out of there,
yeah.
With the bucket of chicken, with chicken grease,
sensational,
shining across her face.
That would be
now
me. That's me
was
walking.
Funny.
That's me walking out of Chick-fil-A.
But again, Monique was not in that scene.
But I've never seen Precious, just for the record. But I've seen bits and pieces, and from what I've seen, Monique did an amazing job. I think she won an award. She won an Oscar for that, right? That shit was dope. But it wasn't funny.
That's not in the realm of comedy.
It's not a comedy. I'm sorry. It was a great movie, but nobody's like, oh, Monique, that did Precious? That's like, what? That shit wasn't funny?
And then nobody, there has been no demand for Monique.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody.
Now, on the part of her saying that she's battling against inequality, I get that because women are paid less than men.
I was schooled on that because I wasn't against that at all, but I was told, like, yeah,
women,
I didn't hear this.
In all aspects of life, women are paid less than men, which
absolutely
is fucked up.
And this is what I got schooled on was, like, yeah, she's going for something that's really she's not qualified for, but they would have. I was told that basically, like, Netflix would never lowball a white woman with that kind of number.
I can agree with that.
And I can agree with that, which made me see that, like, yeah, they would never do no white woman no $500,000 offer disrespected like that.
Probably not.
Her kind of resume.
Yeah.
Agreed with that. That's what made me see that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I feel like when I'm looking at the individual versus the overarching issue, I'm looking at the individual that's using, I feel like she's using the overarching issue, real problems of black women being underrepresented and underappreciated in the
entertainment
industry for her cause to get for like, a campaign for a job that she's not qualified for.
Did she, like, ever really make a statement, like, kind of to how you said it? Or did she just, because I don't know all of what she said, but from what I heard, she was just, it was pretty much just a me thing. Like,
it kind of was. It was her.
Like, was she just bringing this shit up? Just.
It was a lot of her, like, referring. It was a lot of her just referring to her resume. That was really it. That was all she had to stand on. It wasn't, you know, anything.
How you saying, if she would have said it more genuine like that, I would have took it a different way. It would have been a lot better.
She did. But, well, when she went on Breakfast Club, she did really well. But it wasn't her talking a lot. She did well. It was most of her husband.
That's where we disagree.
It was most of her husband. I didn't mind anything she said. But it was just the fact that she wasn't getting the point that she's not.
She answers no question. She tapped dance around every single question. Charlamagne asked her simply, do you sell out tours?
Not Charlamagne. Lenard.
Lenard. Lenard asked Leonard from Monk's Corner,
South Carolina.
You know what I'm saying? He asked her simply, do you sell out arenas? Why? And then she just flipped it into some Coretta Scott King quote. Mm-hmm. Like, answer the question, Monique. Do you sell out arenas?
She didn't want to say no. She didn't want to say no to that. That was the point, though. That's the point. Netflix doesn't have somebody like, you know what it is? People, niggas is afraid of black people at this point. They don't want no. So if they would have had somebody like Charlamagne and Netflix, be like, get that shit the fuck out of here. Like, she ain't doing no arena. Like, have you done this? Netflix didn't have that kind of person to be like, to say that to Monique. And I feel like that's kind of where they got lost in translation.
Right.
Because they didn't know how to reject her and be like, you ain't doing shit.
You ain't
like,
here right
we respect Monique. Like, if anything, if somebody would have asked me about Monique before any of this would have came up, I'm like, yeah, she's funny. I fuck with Monique.
That's like,
but
once
she comes out saying like, oh, I need $13 million,
that's like me owning a basketball team and Paul Pierce comes in here asking for a contract.
Fuck out of my Facebook.
Look
Pierce.
At my resume.
and you know what's funny? They brought up Kobe Bryant in the conversation.
Yeah, I'm like, and I was like, yo. Relax.
Monique ain't no Kobe, that's but I sure. get
Monique,
I
yeah. you're like yeah. Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, you're like a
at best.
You're like a
settle down.
You're like a Jason Terry.
Yeah.
You're like a Jason Terry. You've been on a championship team.
You're like
team.
You got rings. You're Mavericks Vince sure, Carter.
Yeah, and you're still playing, and we know what you did in the past, but now you're a role player.
We see you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
You're going to have to come off the bench right now.
Yeah, facts.
You're and not
that's,
starting.
And that's
never.
What they said. They were like, you wouldn't offer, I think they said, you wouldn't offer a 36-year-old Kobe Bryant a multi-million dollar contract. Fuck no. Because it just doesn't make sense. Now, obviously, Monique being a comedian, age doesn't matter. I get that. But it's the fact that she hasn't done anything within the past couple of years other than comedy clubs. I'm talking about, like we said, comedy clubs
comedy
with 200, with
clubs.
A room of 200
with
people,
a
maximum capacity.
Max capacity of 500 to 1,000
people. Come
on, son.
That's not enough.
Again, they come in because they want to see you.
Yes, that's it. They only want to see you. And I get that, you know, that's an accomplishment for you. If me and Mike could bring in a room of 1,000 people, we'd be like, yeah, that's dope.
Hey, yeah, we're
but
just,
we're not going to be out here like, where's the Netflix contract, nigga? That shit doesn't make any sense. And she just couldn't get that, and neither
she
could her husband.
She around the other questions. Then she turned into this is when
this
is when she really lost me, and I really was on the, Monique, you on some bullshit.
Yeah.
When she did the whole Charlamagne, she's like, this brother Charlamagne does not value or see the worth in black.
I was like, what?
No.
I'm like,
no. You just ain't qualified right now.
Yeah, there's a difference between being not qualified and clearly being racist.
Is she just not hearing
you're
this?
You're not it. You don't have it.
Now, if this happened to somebody like Tiffany Haddish,
then I would have an
issue. Popping right now?
Yeah.
Then we can have a discussion.
And she's literally the only one I can think of. And maybe Leslie Jones.
And that's also a problem in and of itself, that the pool is so small. We can address that.
Yeah.
But don't
there's no names
come
out
to
there,
me
man.
When you past your in your heyday of fame,
mm-hmm.
coming looking for a bag, and nobody sees you as marketable as such.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cry this overall issue. It's people that is affecting that are more qualified than you.
Facts. And I understand. That's the point. That was the one point that I took. That was the main point I took. Because she's taking a bullet for people who this is really going to affect. And I feel like she's trying to turn herself into a martyr.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you're making... You're
and
taking,
nobody asked you.
Yeah, nobody asked you.
Nobody
you're
asked
take,
you.
You're taking,
nobody wanted you.
Yeah.
You just...
You're taking on these issues just because you want to, just to add it to your resume that you're so excited about.
Yeah.
So it's like nobody asked you to do this.
But it's now we kind of got to respect it.
Now I got to respect it. Because now if Tiffany Haddish gets a Netflix contract, the first person we're going to look at is fucking Monique.
Well, she probably was the first one that's going to be like, see, this is what happens when you lay the groundwork.
Yep. Because,
my babies and
because,
my lovelies.
Because you know what's going to happen. Netflix is going to feel stupid. And when Tiffany Haddish comes in there, they're about to give her fucking $15 million. Because, like Monique said, when you do those Netflix contracts, you can't talk, you know, you can't do stand-up for 2 years.
Right.
So Tiffany Haddish is a stand-up comedian. So her not doing stand up for 2 years is a long time. It hurts her. So they're gonna throw her that bag, and then Monique is gonna be like, "That was me." And then we're gonna be like, "Get the fuck out of here, Monique. Go make Almost Christmas too."
Shout out to Nikki Parker.
Yeah, shout out to you. And that was probably the last time you were funny. But anyway.
Dang, mama!
Yo, fucking Celeste, whatever the fuck her name is. She's been bugging.
You want to laugh? Look up her video, Do You Love Him?
Do you love him? You seen that, Shelby?
Nah.
Trash. Lucky you. You haven't seen a lot of things.
I actually just kind of get on social media and post my marketing stuff.
I feel you. The money is the only thing that matters. What's going on? Oh, man. What else do I have on here? Oh, you know what's funny?
What?
I seen this shit on Twitter, right?
Yes, you've been wanting to talk about this for a minute.
So I'm just scrolling through Twitter.
Make sure you post this on the...
I'll put it on Instagram and everything. So I was just scrolling through Twitter, right? And I just seen this video. And it was just white dude and this white woman.
Let me finish. Whenever we tell these stories,
there are white people in again.
Listen. And the white woman had her titties out, right? Big titties, by the way.
Huge.
Big ass titties.
Shout out.
Yeah, to them. To them melons. But she had her titties out, right? And the video starts off in flat, fast motion, and it goes into slow motion. I'm like, what the fuck is about to happen? There's no caption, right? I'm like, what the hell is this? So then this nigga he's going in slow motion, and he starts to do a fucking roundhouse. I'm like, yo, please tell me he's not about to kick this bitch in her titties. Roundhouse coming. He's getting closer to her titties. That shit says, full whap! I'm talking about full force, nigga. Titty kicking. Breast cancer instantly. That's the most interesting shit I've ever seen. I can't.
Yo, man,
this shit didn't make any sense. They got, I don't know what's going on in the colonizer community.
Listen, white people got white people got so much privilege.
Oh my gosh,
it's so much privilege that they're bored.
Bored.
They had to look for danger
in
odd places.
Yeah,
because they just know they're not getting nowhere else. Like. Yeah. They know they don't have to worry about getting shot.
Yep.
They don't have to worry about increasing, crushing debt everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine
they don't
that.
Have to worry about
your credit score
unlawful imprisonment. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm going to just kick in the titty. Just like, I'm going to just do it.
Kick the shit out of it, too. And there was
roundhouse,
people. Son.
Somebody in the breast.
Chuck Norris roundhouse, too. That shit was strong. Her titty almost flew off. And there was niggas in the background looking because there was a mirror. First of all, it looked like a 50 Shades of Grey room. There was like a wooden like post thing. It just didn't make any sense. He kicked the fuck out of her titty. I'm still trying to wonder why. If her titty would have came off, can you sue for that?
Can you take
that nigga to court?
She agreed to do it.
So she did.
Like... I'm not abreast of the law. You know what I'm saying? I'm not abreast of that law. But I'm going to assume some legal action can be taken if you actually lose a breast due to some foolishness. But
titty kick.
You signed up for
that. There's gonna be a titty kick challenge pretty soon with a hashtag.
I wanted to talk about that tickled me.
What's
this
that?
Week?
What's that? Oh, we talking about
the Hurt Bay.
Hurt Bay round two.
So if y'all remember the first go around, Hurt Bay was this phenomenon of this waffle colored couple.
Definitely.
That the girl brought the guy on. The guy cheated on her, you know what I'm saying?
With multiple women,
got caught cheating, literally, you know what I'm saying? And they just talked about their relationship, you know what I'm saying? They both kind of blew up, especially the girl blew up after
she
that
blew
came
up.
Out.
She's gorgeous.
She's fine.
So.
Bit of a dummy, but fine.
Oh, she's a fucking jackass, but that's another story.
So now, I guess it's been a year since that video has dropped.
Yeah.
And so they've had a reintroduction of them and where they are at this point, and she's still...
She's still dumb, and he's still an asshole. That nigga's a jerk.
But what we
really found out was, apparently, they were never really in a relationship.
Yeah, so
which is pretty interesting.
My man's went full heel this interview. Man, he said I'm gonna go eighth.
That nigga said I'm gonna be the fucking devil.
No, he said I'm gonna take this and hijack it, bro.
He stole the show this time. He
basically said, she said, "How you been?" He said, "Yeah."
Know what I mean?
I've been exfoliating.
That nigga said exfoliating with a P. Exfoliating. Drinking, he didn't even say it water. Right.
When he said he was taking care of his skin, I was like, this is going to be great.
Getting
sassy and spicy right. today.
You seen the gift when the nigga's like, this is going to be good. He slapped me on the chair. This is going to be good.
That nigga talked about his skincare regimen. He's officially ran out of fucks to give her.
For her. There was none left.
You know what I'm saying? It was great. Talking about how they were never in a relationship.
Oh, that one hurt. He was literally trying to hurt her feelings.
Oh, he was.
And I felt bad for her because he was making her look so dumb. At the same time, I'm like,
first of all, she's doing this video. Yeah. Halfway through the video, she decides to mention, I'm in a new relationship now.
Which she is. And she's in a relationship with an Instagram comedian named Ray, who's kind of funny, by the way.
And I'm happy.
He's pretty funny.
And I'm happy. I'm like, you don't seem happy. You seem still hung up on a nigga because you're doing a video with this dude.
Exactly. I wouldn't want anything here. Later. I wouldn't want any parts.
The whole part, too.
Get out of here.
You still miss this nigga.
Yeah, seems that way.
And then this is where he got me. That was also criminal.
But
the
gag is.
In comedy.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? I'm happy for you. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you finally got somebody that could give you what you need, sis. When he called her sis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh urine man. Everywhere.
He was all over. I'm telling you, bro, he was trying to hurt her feelings.
Yeah, man.
That nigga's evil.
And then he got up and he, like, wiped his hands.
That nigga, he was wiping her hands off each other. And he said, I hope I never see you again.
He said, I hope I never see you.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I was like, yo, this nigga is like, the
he
damn.
He have to come back.
He did
not the request.
He's the easy. Damn devil. But then afterwards on Twitter, he gave the receipts.
Facts, hella receipts
about
how they were never together and how
he's kind of right.
He probably did that because he was well tight the first time.
He was definitely tight the first time.
That's exactly what he said.
He was like, literally getting death threats.
People were really killing him like after
death
that video,
threats,
like,
my nigga. It was like bad.
They were on his ass.
Yeah, but it was fake either way. I don't think either. I still don't think any of this.
And that's
is
what
real.
He said too. Yeah. He said, "Yeah, we did this to get on.
Yeah, we did this to get famous." She was like, "No, I did this because I needed answers. Bitch, you're lying."
He said, "I'm going down with the shit." He said, "Everybody's going."
Yeah, we all going down.
And then he hit her with the iconic line, "Come get some truth."
Come get some truth. That might be the name of this pod. That might be the name of this episode,
come
bro.
Come get some truth.
Come get some truth, bitch.
Shout out to my man Lenny Loudpatch.
That nigga.
The legend.
That nigga's a fucking criminal, bro.
Yo, man, Lenny Loudpatch, you want to get on the pod?
Oh, we got to have him. We want to tag him
please.
In this shit. We need that
nigga. We'll Skype you. We'll
facts.
Do whatever needs to be done.
That nigga's voice needs to be heard. That nigga said,
it
come
needs
get
to be
some
heard
truth.
From the tallest mountaintop.
Oh, my God. But, man, what else did I have on here? Hold on. My phone locked. Oh, it's time. Would you rather?
Yes.
Would you rather? Your favorite portion of the show.
Hold on. All right, let's go. Shelby, you're expected to participate as well.
Adam,
course,
you can add
course.
In your 2 cents. It is my turn this week to find the questions, and I found some of they're pretty good. They're ones that will spark up a conversation. Actually, I can say the least. Okay. Would you rather only be able to whisper everything or only to be able to shout everything?
I'm going to go.
Would you? I'll say it again. Would you only rather be able to whisper everything? I mean, talking about, which means you're probably going to have to repeat yourself a lot. Or would you be able to only shout everything?
You bring up a valid point with the repeating.
Clearly I'm going to go with whisper everything.
I think I would go whisper too, but it's going to be annoying because people aren't going to be able to hear you.
I think I'd rather, because all you're going to get is like, the nigga, why are you hollering?
That's very true.
But alright, so let me flip this on you. You're going to a job interview. Shelby, why do you see us as a good fit? I feel like I'm a good fit for the company because... You getting spit all over the HR department.
But I just gotta go to the right job.
But also, they're like, yo.
They're like, say like you kicking it with your lady. And she just innocently gives you a kiss. And she, I love you, bitch. I love you, too! What? How?
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't, you can't tell your kids goodnight stories.
They're never going to go to sleep.
I do not like green eggs and ham, Sam. I am. Like, are you asleep yet?
Dead ass. That was my crib growing up. We were really just yelling. Right next to each other.
You can't talk during sex.
Oh my God.
You like that, huh? Do you like that? You like that?
Oh my goodness.
Get the balls.
You can't do anything. You can't do but also, on the other hand, if you're whispering, nobody can hear you. That's horrible. Fine. Is it really, though? You're going to do ASMR while you're... You like that? You like what I...
Hey, that's what you can get in the ear.
You're going to sound like...
But you can't get in their ears talking about...
You're going to sound like Black China? No, we're done. We're done. We're done.
Yo,
I'm crying, bro. I got that,
when you talk about this, you got to talk about situations in which yelling is the worst possible thing, and in situations where whispering
is the worst possible thing.
Now imagine your girl, right? Think she calls you cheating, and she confronts you.
Who is this bitch?
Who is this? What?
I think I just hit her in the car.
What? Stop lying.
She leaves you knocking to a glass.
What do you do? You're helpless.
You're helpless.
I think, but I
you gotta whisper.
All right, can we go to vote? I think I would rather whisper.
Absolutely whisper.
Whisper? Shelby? Loud,
oh, no. J. Cole.
You can't tell. Like, you can't talk about nobody. Damn, that bitch got some big ass titties, nigga. I know you say, like, you can't say nothing.
That arrogant nigga. I think I'm gonna go with.
Oh,
whisper,
man.
Whisper. Okay,
okay.
Mike, you something else, bro?
Like, this is like the logistics of yelling all the time.
That's a headache.
That is. That's a painful life.
I do not like green eggs.
Now imagine if you was a kid. Imagine if you was a kid and that's all of you. Wait, here. Remember when you used to get your ass beat and you used to talk shit to yourself afterwards?
Oh my!
You know how many more ass beatings you get?
Oh, a whole lot. Yeah. You can't tell you nothing.
I can't stand this. What? And another beating is coming.
Yeah, I got a whisper on that.
You can't. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go whisper. But I'm a DJ, so that hurts me. But I think I'll just probably. Act like I'm deaf.
You're gonna shatter your baby's eardrums by the time. Yo. You can't talk to your kids until they're like five, until their eardrums completely develop. You make your kids deaf.
Jesus. Oh man, what's the next one? Because I can't. Okay. Would you rather have photographic memory or be able to totally forget about anything you want? So photographic memory, you know, meaning like you can remember shit just by seeing it, and you'll remember anything just by seeing it, or be able to forget whatever you want.
Okay.
The only thing I need to forget is the old heads at the Y when I walk in the locker room.
Yo.
That's the only one I really got. Yo. So I'm good.
So you going to go with the photographic?
I'm going to go with the photographic.
So if you go to the photographic mini, you're going to remember everything. You're going to remember every vein, every liver spot.
I am.
Oh.
You're going to remember that in 4K HD.
That's only when you back in that area or situation, when you're back in that environment. I think I would rather.
Because honestly, personally, I got some things I'd like to forget.
Facts. About how you dropped the ball early today.
So. You will relax.
You can forget that.
We.
You can forget that.
Can you
forget about that?
Elsie, you're on fire right now.
Shout out to Jack. Forget about that.
Anyway. I think not. Photographic memory, it's just too many instances in which that could be handy to you.
Photographic?
Yeah, photographically.
Honestly, I think I would just want to remember titties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it would help for like tests and stuff. That would be it. You know, I think I want to. I think I want photographic memory.
Masters on deck.
Oh my gosh. What? Just looking at pages? Chick, 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 chick. Taking pictures of them in your head?
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Easily photographic memory.
Yeah, I think no question. I think I'm going to go with that. But it would be nice to forget certain, you know, whatever you wanted because, you know, you ever had those memories that just pop up like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, why can't I forget about this shit?
Nigga, I'd be sleeping. I'd still be trying to duck.
Sitting ducking in sleep. Oh, man. So we're all going to go with photographic? Adam, you going photographic? Yeah. We're going to go with photographic. All right, last one that I got. Would you rather give up 5 favorite foods forever or give up sex forever? I'm keeping sex. Woo! 5 favorite foods forever. 5 of them. Now that 5, you're probably eating 2 all the time. So 5 favorite foods forever or give up sex forever?
I gotta keep sex.
You gotta keep the sex. Mike?
I'm conflicted.
To say the least.
I'm conflicted.
Now, they said 1.
5, nigga.
5 of them.
That means...
I can't even think of my top 5 right now.
Exactly. I only eat Chick-fil-A, nigga. I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna survive.
I'm stuck of cheesesteaks. No more cheesesteaks forever? Yo, I respected your privacy earlier, so you respect mine now.
This nigga said, yo, you can't eat ass no more.
You can respect mine now.
Oh my God.
Please and thank you, bless up.
Man. Yeah, 5 favorite foods.
5, man. Like, I really can't think of a top 5 because I really only go to like
think
3.
Think about it. Like, okay, so like.
That's too many.
So like wings. Burgers, cheese steaks.
So I got cheese steaks. I know wings, definitely. Probably pizza.
Oh my God, no more pizza.
Shrimp, steak. Oh no.
You gonna ain't no way you beating your dick for the rest of your life.
Listen, man,
dude, I can't do that.
Oh.
Well, I can't, but I'm gonna choose.
I can't. Physically, it's already possible. Shout out to myself.
What world do you want to live in when I'm getting pussy, but I'm eating tofu?
I don't know. Couldn't be me because I eat the same thing. All 5 foods, 5 favorite foods is a lot. That's your whole diet. You'd literally be a vegan after that.
What happens if you get 5 new favorite foods?
That's all you can do. All get right. 5 favorite food, 5 new favorites. But you can't have, you know, like, for me, I wouldn't be able to eat Chick-fil-A anymore. Probably no more cheeseburgers, no more pizza, shrimp, ribs. Oh, I'd be miserable. At least I'd have a pussy in my mouth.
But
it's not appetizing.
Is it worth it?
To me, yes.
I don't know.
I think I'm gonna go with the give up the 5 favorite foods because I can do. Unfortunately, if it came down to one or the other, I could do without Chick-fil-A. Come on, son, I could do without it. I'll find something else.
Very begrudgingly,
I'll find something else.
Like very begrudgingly, I'm going to give up my 5 favorite foods because just the no, that's just absurd.
It's a lot, but it ain't supposed to be easy.
Man, listen. That's awful.
So I don't eat, I whisper.
You combined all of these shits.
I'm just trying to think of what so, I answered.
Can you imagine being that person? You whisper.
You hungry as shit, whispering.
You whisper and you remember all the food that you saw throughout your life.
You remember all the foods you can't eat while you whisper hungry during sex.
Fuck.
Stomach grumbling while you hitting it. I just want a steak, please.
Just let me smell it. Let me smell it. You're living a horrible life after that. Yeah. But I think I'm going to go with... I think I'm going to go with the 5 favorite foods.
Yeah, I guess.
5 favorite foods?
Yeah.
5 favorite foods?
Yeah.
5 favorite foods is a lot.
That's a lot.
burgers.
I want to know what females say now.
Yeah, we haven't had it. One, the last woman we had on this podcast was Samina. Yeah. Yeah, that was the last one we had. So we got to have somebody else. Well, we're going to have Nadira again soon. We'll get another one. And maybe we'll bring back that question because that's a good one.
Yeah. So. Oh, man. That's rough.
I got you conflicted, Mike? Mike over here begrudgingly. You over here going through it like, God damn, five, nigga?
Word. That's extensive.
Five. That is.
It's a long list. Are trying to purge my diet?
Hey, man. Yeah, so we're all going to go with five foods.
Whatever.
That's boy. A lot of food. But let me see. The last thing I got on my list here is it's a very important topic. It's something that I actually talked about yesterday when I had to do a fashion show, and I was talking about this with the other models and shit. We were talking about how teachers get guns because one of the models is a teacher, and he was like, I wouldn't even want a gun. You know, because if you haven't heard, you know, the whole Parkland, was it called Parkland High School?
I believe so.
In Florida, dude walked in there, killed 17 people, shit was kind of fucked up. And now all of a sudden they're talking about giving guns to the teachers because apparently one of the guards that had worked for the school, he was too afraid to go in there and handle his business. But I heard he was an older dude. And, you know, he probably felt like, you know, I can't save. I'm going to just go in there and get shot. Like, ain't shit going on for me.
So, well, I don't feel it.
He actually ended up resigning, so he probably was an older dude who felt like, you know.
But my answer to that is if you think a trained security person is too scared to do that, what makes you think
a fucking teacher nigga
is going to be brave enough to handle a fucking student with a gun?
Nigga, imagine Mrs. Johnson, the biology teacher, with a gun. Did y'all have her?
No.
Did you have her, Adam?
I knew she wasn't.
She was fucking crazy. Now, she definitely would have pointed a gun at somebody.
And shot the wrong person.
And shot, and shot whoever wasn't even fucking talking. Okay?
Who was that talk? Clap!
Like, just point, nah. Because there's a lot of teachers.
The bell doesn't dismiss you. This
blicky does. But there's a lot of teachers out there who don't even like kids. So the fact that you think it's a good idea.
If I was a teacher, I'd be taking that little nigga's kneecaps for fun.
Who wants to read?
Yo, chill.
Nobody raises their hand. I'm putting a barrel to somebody's head.
I'll have everybody play Russian roulette.
Click, clack.
Whoever last person left, you read, nigga.
With a bullet in your head. Read. Shoot yourself in the foot and then read.
Yeah.
Nigga, and then imagine, like, kids are going to try to be stealing the guns from the teachers. Like, no. Bro, I've seen niggas go through teachers' desks for pencils. Imagine a nigga going through a teacher's desk for a gun. Like, I know she keep that shit in here somewhere, nigga. So, nah, it's a terrible idea.
I just don't understand how the Republicans, like, their answer to gun control is...
Money.
More guns.
Money. It's all money. It's money.
Don't understand.
Money. Like, the NRA gives them money. They give the NRA money. It's all good. It's one big circle. They don't give a fuck about people's lives. But we already knew that, though. America, the government doesn't give a fuck about American lives. Nigga, we send troops to the middle of fucking nowhere for no reason.
To die on a lie.
To die on a lie.
I don't see niggas that's in jail overseas.
Yeah.
That was killing it.
I always thought that, yeah, if you have a certain amount of bodies on your record, you should be fighting in the
front
war.
Line.
Yeah, that should be
front
a
line.
Front fucking line since you're killing
niggas,
so much.
Go shoot niggas.
Yeah, but that's another story for a different day. But, you know, America has always been a fucked up place. But they're really trying to give these teachers guns, and I don't think that shit is such a good idea. I saw somebody post a picture of the teacher from Matilda. That was like, imagine if this bitch had a gun.
Miss Trenchbull.
He's like, take another piece of chocolate, you fat bitch. It's over for you. Like, come on, son.
Instead of the plate, she would have popped that boy in the head for eating that chocolate cake.
Oh my god!
Would have cake and blood everywhere.
What was the name of the little room? The room. With the room with the spikes. The chokey. Imagine putting niggas in a chokey. She'd have just fucking shot people. She's putting kids in a room with spikes.
She threw a little black girl out the window by her pigtails.
Imagine if that bitch had a gun. What?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Nah, it can't happen.
It's wrong.
Because
bro.
I'm thinking about teachers in my school. Like, imagine.
It's just, it doesn't work. The kid the teachers that are mean or shouldn't have guns because they're gonna use that too much.
Imagine if Mr. Davis had a gun. His dumb ass. Imagine that.
Cool.
Mr. Davis, the one that was a substitute.
Oh, that nigga.
That motherfucker was a jack. He was a jackass. Yeah, Michael Phelps. He was a dummy. Imagine if his stupid ass would have had a microphone. I mean, yeah, a fucking.
People.
I said a microphone. A fucking gun. Oh, my goodness.
Just dummies.
No, they just shooting. Just shooting. Blasting holes in the. Pow! I told everybody, shut up. Just shooting. Just blanks.
Just nobody should have a gun. Like, the kids, the teachers that are mean, the teachers that are, like, soft, they're going to use it because they're scared of kids.
Oh, and Tyrone got up too fast.
Like, that's exactly what
I'm saying. Tyrone went into the bathroom without a hall pass. Like,
he's about to sharpen his pencil.
Get him.
He's about to sharpen his pencil, you simple bitch.
No, hell.
Don't shoot him in the kneecap.
Yeah, nah, that can't fly. I saw somebody give another example. If there was a school shooting at a school or some type of situation, and they found a black teacher with a gun. You're going to jail,
you
sir.
You
want to
be the first black teacher?
You're going to jail, Mr. Smith.
With an incident with a gun?
He said you're not making it to jail? Oh, yeah, they dropping that nigga into school. So, basically, to answer Mr. Trump's question or suggestion.
No.
Fuck no. That makes nigga. No sense.
No, my nigga. No.
It's not happening.
No.
It's not happening. Because I just want you to think about the worst teacher in your school with a gun.
The worst teacher you ever had, worst professor.
The one who was like, you were like, yo, I can't deal with this person. They're just an asshole. Imagine Mr. Coppolino with a gun.
Fuck that nigga.
Oh my God, bro.
Fuck that nigga.
He would just, Mr. Cop was cool. That's how me, that's the class me and Mike met in.
Fuck that nigga.
He's cool, but he'd be the type, he wouldn't shoot, he would just flash shit. Like, you want to keep, like, he would just, like, he would purposely, like,
you want to ruckus with me, boy?
Imagine,
he'd
like.
He'd call you boy
in a second. Imagine, you know how teachers always bend over and have their ass in your face? They would just put their gun in your face.
Yeah.
Like, yo, get your fucking
He'd always be cocking it, but never shoot it.
Never shoot.
The safety's on.
All the shells.
Nah, fuck. It's just not worth it. I just don't see the point of it.
Shit is wrong.
I don't see it. Imagine Mrs. Carnes with a gun.
Now we're just mentioning mad teachers that if you didn't go to our high school.
First of all, 70%
of our listening base is like, what the fuck?
Imagine these people with guns. Like, I want you to imagine your teachers with guns and be like, hell no. No. First of all, Mrs. Carnes would have shot herself. In the foot. Because that woman was out of her mind.
I don't remember her.
You never had her, the biology teacher? The science teacher? Uh-uh. Did you have her, Adam? Bro, listen. If you had Mrs. Connors, you know what I'm talking about. All right? And you know for a fact that she would have shot herself in the hand.
Possibly.
Because she was just that kind of woman.
Now that I look back, I look at a lot of teachers I had. Like, a lot of teachers I had weren't that
irresponsible. Bad.
Weren't smart people. A lot of the teachers I had, like, yo, you really weren't that intelligent.
No.
You just had a curriculum and you followed it to a T because that was preset designed for you. Like,
son,
that's all it was.
Imagine that teacher from the Vine that was like, shut the hell up! Shut up! Imagine if she would have had a gun. No, it's too many of them.
Nah, man.
Mm-mm.
Is your mom's a hoe?
No! Whoever threw that paper, your mom's out! Scrap that nigga.
Speak up.
Oh my, nah, bro. Mm-mm. Nah, these teachers don't need guns. They can't even control a classroom.
Nobody needs a
They can't control a classroom with kids bro. That talk too much.
Nobody needs this shit.
We're gonna arm these people?
Nobody needs.
And I wanna be a teacher, and I don't even wanna be walking. Kid, can you imagine you knowing for a fact that somebody in your kid's classroom has a gun? Fuck that.
Nah.
Just think about it.
Nah. What else? Is that it?
I think so. Other thing I want to hear that we didn't talk about was Safari, but I don't think I even want to get into that.
I don't want to talk about that.
I don't even think I want to talk about that. I think I'm good.
Good for him.
If you know.
That's all I'm going to say. Good for you, bro. You got it. That's all we need to say about that.
Right. No, we can talk about these bitches faking the funk like they act like they live that life.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you ladies. A lot of y'all out here
speak on the mic
talking about how, you know what I'm saying, that y'all listen.
Y'all right. built like
let's,
that.
Let's be real. All right.
Oh God.
I've seen it.
Uh-huh.
He's a grown man, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? The man has a pet iguana.
Pet iguana, like when Goldberg was in Longest Yard.
Word.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? He got nigga probably got to get custom cups. Shout out to you. You earned that.
You won.
Good job.
Good job for you.
What I have an issue with is all these ladies on Twitter talking about how they's going to just take all of that when, listen, you're not
built
you're
like
not
that.
Finna take all that.
You're not.
Nah, dog. Nah, doggy, you're like.
Not. You know your uterus is only yay big.
You can't fit that. It don't fit, ma. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's like you wearing a size 13 trying to cram into a size 4, bitch. It don't work. You can get 3 toes in, sure. You can't walk around in that bitch. That nigga got size 13 cock.
Size 13
for your size 4.5 puss. It don't work. And then you're going to expect him to run him out. You're going to cry.
It's all facts.
You're going to cry.
And then talk about you'll let him ruin your life.
He's going to ruin your vagina.
He's going to ruin your chances of having kids.
You're going to cry and bleed.
You're going to cry and you're going to bleed.
A lot.
You're going to be like, who made tomato soup?
Like, okay, we're done. Tomato soup, bro.
Oh
my God.
Them trying to fit safari dick in them is like me trying to put on a pair of your jeans, bro. Like if I went upstairs in your room right now and got your jeans and said, I'm let's see what these look like. You know what they look like? I look like a damn fool. They're not getting past thigh. They're not getting past the calf. I misjudged.
Oh my God, bro.
One leg at a time? Please. Everybody right now, if you got a sibling on, a younger sibling, you know what I'm saying? Go in their room, put on one of the t-shirts. That's what it looks like. Letting Safari trying to fuck you.
You gotta be like a baby sibling.
Yeah. Your newborn. Not your little brother that six, your parents five. Couldn't stop fucking. They had him right behind you. I'm talking about the one that was born in 2004. And you was born in 92. I'm talking about that one.
I can't breathe, bro.
Go put on a pair of they drawers. You know all that skin you got leaking out? That's dick. Stop. Stop getting homemade hysterectomies for the tweets, man. We know you're not built like that.
Real adamant about that.
No, you're not, because like,
it's like you're not equipped.
That's like me. True, that's like me talking about how I'm about to smash Bernice Bogos when I know I don't have enough dick for that.
And she's also from Jersey.
I don't have enough.
Oh my God!
Any of these big booty models, Bria Miles, I wouldn't waste her or my time. I don't have enough. I can't give you. That's why I look at. That's why I like titties. Because when I see all the ass, I'm like, yo, man.
Oh, fuck out of here.
You're a distraction. You are a distraction.
Give me the little booty.
Give me the easy breezy fit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, bro.
What I look like?
Well, I'm not gonna waste your time or mine.
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
Shit, man. That time could be spent, you know what I'm saying?
Reading through my emails.
Word.
updating my resume.
Yeah, I could be updating my resume, but I'm here peeling back layer after layer of ass.
Of your butt.
Of your butt. trying to find where I can get in, where I can fit in. And I can't fit in. I'm literally peeling back ass cheek with my forearms. Because, come on. It's not.
Just for you to look back and say, is it in yet? No.
I'm about to nut. What do you mean? I'm done. I'm watching TV. Get down. I'm saying, listen.
Oh, my God.
Get away from me, big booty women. I don't want to talk to you.
This ain't for you. It's not for you.
This ain't what you love. I don't. I'm saying.
Oh, my God. This ain't what you want.
Yo, holler at me with the picture frame booties.
Oh, my God.
Holler at your boy. Laptop butt. With a slight bumping curve.
Oh, man.
But if you all out here with your motherfucking...
With the yeeks.
With the yeeks.
Double cheeked up on a Tuesday afternoon.
I'm going to have to say the name though, my brother. I don't want it.
I'm going to have to say the name though.
You could be further in your career. I could be out further in mine.
Because at this point in time, we're just wasting each other's time.
I'm not gonna waste our time while this Kevin Hart stand up is in the background on Netflix.
And we can both be enjoying it.
Yeah. Are you still watching? I'm still struggling. Come on, man. Getting missionary. Let's just get this out.
From the back.
Bitch.
Not what
Greedy.
Greedy.
What's wrong with you?
You're nasty. Oh, man.
What's in the pod, man? I don't even, like, because you're selfish. All of you. Churlish.
Churlish. Insubordinate.
Irresponsible. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to everybody. It's been another episode of Not That Serious.
I can't. The podcast. My stomach hurts, bro. I can't.
It's Big Mike. It's DJ Elzy.
Oh, my God.
It's Shelby. It's Adam. You know what I'm saying? Follow us everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Instagram, at Not That Serious Pod. Twitter, at NTS Pod. Apple Podcast. You can find us on there. Google Play.
SoundCloud.
Find us on them.
Spotify coming soon.
Spotify hopefully coming soon. Stitcher Radio coming soon.
YouTube coming soon.
YouTube with the visuals in the works coming soon.
Sooner than you think, too.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? And if you think it's a year from now, it's sooner than you think.
You're Jack.
Giving us some leeway.
Because if you trust me, if you would have seen us laughing just now, you'd have pissed yourself. Because this nigga right here, bro, is crazy.
But, like, listen. Now. Please. Now, when y'all see the pictures of Bria Miles with all the ass, right? In your mind, you're like, this is going to go well for me. But do you really think logistically it's going to be fun for either of y'all?
It's going to be fun.
For who? Where are you? What? How? With what?
I can't.
Yeah, you can. I know. Nobody can.
Safari can.
Oh, that my nigga God. Can. But that nigga's clearly half rhino.
Stop.
Cut. That's what they need to do. They need to cut this shit. But shout out to Safari though.
Private and umbilical cord.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Safari and his extra leg. This is Not That Serious the podcast. Make sure you listen, rate, subscribe us everywhere. See, we talked all that shit about not trying to do an hour and a half episode, and here we are.
And here we are.
Oh well.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody fucking with us, listening to the pod. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have an all Black Panther episode coming soon. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
My nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. It's a real nigga celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platforms to explain it. He frustrated so he get faded. But deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparations. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication. Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they blurped on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage. Playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm. Mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I'd get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby, when she died my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Ams. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we grew. Dedication.